there I was with a banner in my hand marching. Then what happened? The war came in Vietnam, or was it there already?
Well, you had women's strike for peace.
So this organization of women began to develop. We didn't know who we were, but we were involved with the United Nations, and we did not want to be an organization. Although I did not know the women I was marching with, a lot of them were from Long Island, from Great Neck, as I recall. I met those women. They became my friends. And they were from all over the area here, but we began to form a coalition, but we didn't, as I say, want to be organized, so we called ourselves a movement. Let's call ourselves Women Strike for Peace. That's what we were. We wanted to say what we were doing. We were for peace. There was a war going on. There was no peace in the world, and we were going to fight for that. We had not women's rights. We had no rights. We had that. But we just a big banner, Women Strike for Peace, and not an organization. You can do the thing in any city or town you live in, anywhere in the country. Do your own organizing. You can call yourself Women Strike for Peace. It's okay by us. But we're not that organized. There's no president. There's no leader. There's no nothing. There's just us getting together for demonstrations, which we did.